내가 쿨 나이볼 쿨 두르네 노비체.
Poslušali smo posnetek performansa, ki se je v sklopu audiovizualnih dogodkov Freeform AV včeraj odvil v prostorih Cirkulacije 2 v podhodu Ajdovščina. Performans z naslovom Scatter Radar je navdihnjen strani radarskega observatorija v Džikamarki in združuje arhivske posnetke observatorija z improviziranim zvočenjem prek programske opreme in MIDI kontrolerjev. Multimedijski umetnik Sašo Puckovski je s performancem začel leta 2016 in z njim nastopil po več evropskih mestih, vsaka iteracija pa je zaradi improvizacijske narave drugačna od prejšnje in vezana na specifični prostor, v katerem nastopa. Medtem ko je nastop v Ljubljani umetnikov prvi v slovenskem prostoru, hkrati označuje tudi zadnjo ponovitev dotičnega performansa. V Skopju rojeni in v Ljubljani živeči umetnik pove več o ideji za performancem.
I guess the main idea here is just to provoke an unusual experience to the audience, to put them in a, perhaps even a bit uncomfortable zone. And yeah, I think it's all about the what you will get out of this dystopian kind of movements with sound and visuals, which is very tightly synchronized. So I would say it's like more like immersion that you just experience for this short amount of time. It's around 20-25 minutes, and that's why it's that short, because I think people needs to relax a bit after this.
Umetnik poskuša pri poslušalcih zbuditi nelagodje z improviziranim zvočenjem prek različnih digitalnih generatorjev zvoka. Ti so včasih pritajeni in subtilni, včasih glasni in udarni, hkrati pa predstavljajo motor, ki poganja spremembe v projekciji na steni prostora. Več o tem Puckovski.
I'm reading my sound that I'm improvising at the moment during the performance, and through the sound, through the analysis of the sound. For example, I separate low frequencies, middle frequencies, high frequencies. Each of these spectrums drives something in the video, so it glitches it or moves it forward in time. So from one static image becomes another static image. So it's like a, yeah, like a travelogue experience through this space.
Posebnost včerajšnjega nastopa predstavlja tudi uporaba zvočnih posnetkov, izdanih pod naslovom The Conet Project, posnetkov radijskih signalov, prek katerih naj bi obveščevalne službe komunicirale z vohuni. Ti posnetki umetniku služijo kot podlaga, na katero dodaje lastne improvizirane vložke. Obrazloži Puckovski.
Other part of the sound is improvised on the spot, and it's mostly based on, I don't know, like a lot of instances of sound generators, which I'm controlling on the spot, and it gives this contrast between the radio frequency, and then you could have this super abstract broken rhythms making the dynamics somehow. So yeah, I'm basically listening to the recordings and then trying to improvise with the sound on top of them, so it would make some sort of structure in an fairly abstract way.
In kot je značilno za abstraktno umetnost, je tudi včerajšnji performans pri obiskovalcih sprožil predstave, ki jih verjetno tudi sam umetnik pri njih ne bi pričakoval. Poslušajmo, kaj se je po glavi pletlo obiskovalki dogodka.
Sem si predstavljala, da se pogovarja z vesoljci in jih kliče za temi številkami, in so se pa vesoljci razjezili. in so bili jezni.
Komunikaciji z vesoljci je prisluškoval vajenec David.